That was the beginning of a 2-year struggle to establish the first of the microwave systems that were to be used for telegraphy. We built a system from New York to Philadelphia first, consisting of 2 radio channels to try out some operation over the system, and that worked very well, so we extended the network to Washington, from Washington to Pittsburgh, and from Pittsburgh back to New York. So the outline of that activity was reported to the technical press in an article that I wrote for the Franklin Institute in Philadelphia. And there were other articles that were written for the Institute of Radio Engineers and other technical publications. But those were very hectic days, never a dull moment. You always had to develop new apparatus items to work with the system that you had. For example, the Sperry people developed a 3-cavity klystron tube operating at 4,000 megahertz, power output of about 10 watts. And this was a big advance in the technology at the time because we wanted to use waveguide fed antennas. We wanted 10 watts of power. We wanted a wide bandwidth, something like 10% bandwidth, so that there would be uniform modulation throughout the band. And we wanted high gain. We wanted 20 dB or so of gain. And so Sperry came through with a beautiful tube for us. We had quite a lot of work on receivers to do. And of course, in those days, we had to develop our own laboratory equipment, build our own waveguide apparatus for measuring power and the VSWR on various types of antennas and waveguide filters and whatnot. And we actually had to develop a frequency meter. It was a large cylindrical cavity in which we had inserted lossy elements at certain places to knock down the spurious resonances inside the cavity so that it would just respond to one frequency. And well, we got a Q of about 30,000, which was excellent for a wave meter. Well, this went on from 1945 to 1949, and in 1949, Mr. Dumey, the previous vice president, retired, and Mr. H.P. Corwith became the new vice president, and I was elected director of research for the Western Union Company. And this was a job of considerable responsibility because then I had all of the activities of the development and research department to look out after.